Hey beautiful souls. Welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child, Addressing the Root Cause, your daily dose of real talk about unlocking your inner peace and living your most authentic life. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving deep into something super powerful. How those childhood experiences, yep, even the seemingly insignificant ones, shape our adult relationships. Ever feel like you're stuck in a relationship pattern that just doesn't work? You know that feeling when you find yourself constantly repeating the same arguments, setting boundaries only to have them crossed again and again, or feeling deeply insecure despite having amazing people in your life? Well, get this, those patterns often stem from our childhood. We carry the blueprints of our earliest relationships with us, unconsciously recreating them in our adult lives. But don't worry, my lovelies. This isn't a doom and gloom episode. Understanding this connection is the first step towards healing and creating truly fulfilling relationships. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack some serious gold. Here are 5 key takeaways you absolutely don't want to miss. 1. Early attachments matter big time. Think about those early bonds with your parents, caregivers, or even siblings. Did they make you feel safe, secure, and loved? What did those relationships feel unstable, unpredictable, or even hurtful? These experiences shape our attachment style, how we relate to others in romantic relationships, friendships, and even professional connections. 2. We often unconsciously repeat patterns. Ever notice how your love language might mirror that of your parents? Or how you find yourself drawn to partners who possess similar traits to a significant figure from your childhood? It's like our brains are seeking familiarity, even if those patterns aren't serving us well. 3. Trauma leaves its mark. We're not just talking about major events here. Everyday childhood struggles can leave deep imprints too. Bullying, neglect, or even witnessing conflict can influence how we perceive ourselves and others in adulthood. It might manifest as anxiety, low self-esteem, or difficulty trusting people. 4. Healing starts with awareness. The first step towards breaking those unhealthy patterns is acknowledging them. Once you recognize how your childhood experiences are influencing your present relationships, you can start to make conscious choices about how you want to show up differently. 5. You're not alone on this journey. Remember, seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, consider therapy, or connect with online communities where people are navigating similar journeys. You don't have to go through this alone. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's amazing, intelligent, funny, and driven, but she always seems to attract partners who are emotionally unavailable. They ghost her, pull away when things get serious, or make promises they never keep. This cycle repeats over and over, leaving Sarah feeling heartbroken and questioning her worth. Now picture this. Sarah was raised by a single mother who struggled financially and emotionally. There wasn't much stability or security growing up. While Sarah's mom loved her fiercely, she often prioritized work over emotional availability. This unconsciously shaped Sarah's belief that love isn't reliable and taught her to seek validation from partners who mirror this pattern. Sarah's story is common, but the beautiful thing is, it doesn't have to be her destiny. By understanding how her childhood experiences influenced her relationship patterns, Sarah can start to heal those wounds and create healthier, more fulfilling connections. So my gorgeous listeners, remember these key takeaways. Our childhood shapes who we are, how we relate to others, and the kind of relationships we attract. But it's never too late to rewrite the script. Be mindful of your patterns, seek support when you need it, and never stop believing that you deserve love, respect, and authentic connection. Keep shining your light, my loves. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join me tomorrow for another dose of healing and empowerment. We've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.